minutes 38 remaining. Lead by 10 points. It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sandilands, the big fist.
Dorkers, hello and welcome. The round started. That means we're getting into our review pod. Perfect time for the number one Dockers podcast to chime in, mate. How you going?
Going well, mate. I didn't even realise it was into the third quarter of this game. Gather round started.
Oh. Are we getting stitched up because of daylight savings, or why are they kicking off 4:30?
Daylight savings.
So weird, these people in the future.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what are the lotto numbers?
It's hard to keep up whether it's like an AFL round zero thing, if it's just a straight daylight savings thing.
Yeah, I know. Like they started round one, but we were still in round zero. Like they were always a week ahead in the Eastern States. I don't know what's going on. Hey, how you going, bro?
Mate, good. I was just about to let the people know we've had some technological difficulties this year with the pod. We haven't been able to get our video working, which has probably been the most frustrating part for me. Like, I don't mind if the audio is bad and the listeners get let down, but our video is working this week. So got you here. Check out the bird. What's going on?
No birds. Birds inside today. It hasn't actually bothered me that much not being able to watch you freeze off and on periodically throughout a 40-minute discussion. So, no, it's good to, rather than you just watching me like a creep, at least I can watch you back now.
I just jump on naked. It's like, whoa, I didn't expect this to be working.
I'm pretty sure there was one time you weren't wearing a shirt and it looked like you could have been naked.
I did.
Didn't you record with Duck once and he was just lying on his bed with the computer?
Mate. Mate. Duck. I was like, someone get him a chiropractor. Like, he's like full laptop on the belly, just like Cartman style, just like, oh. Like,
yeah. Playing World of Warcraft.
Just gone. We just spent like probably 39 minutes. It's probably like good solid 35-minute pod, 33 minutes stuck going off about them, how bad they bounce the ball.
Yeah, that sounds like that's what our normal one's about.
So anyway, big heaps of...
Bin the bounce.
Mate, Lee Matthews was going off about it, and I was like, get in line, mate. Like, yeah. Get in line.
He's probably... just trying to deflect from the Brisbane Lions saga.
Lions
rumours.
We could just spend this step going through Brizzy Lion rumours, maybe a bit of Jack Ginnivan. We go through a bit of the West Coast Eagles.
What? Yeah.
Sorry,
like
not
that.
Rumours. The Ginnivan, the bloody...
The duck and stuff.
Oh, why do we choose him as a player to question that on out of all the people who do it?
Because he's a little shit. He's like a Ballantyne.
Remember Walters went through that phase where he
still does it. Walters still plays for free kicks. I think it's sometimes players as they get older and slower start playing for free kicks. I know I got cleverer with how I played football the older and slower I got. And you just like can draw them a little bit easier. But the actual playing for them is a bit nasty. See, I told you, you've already frozen in the image. And it's a pretty funny photo.
Oh, yeah. I can see it up there. I'm having a good laugh. But, mate, in complete contrast, they named a stand after Joel Selwood, wasn't it? So how do you crucify?
That's pretty funny. Without even talking about the Dockers yet, how about just the units in the crowd that you and I were sending each other back and forth?
Oh, mate.
There was the dude with one hand that was heckling Ben Brown for Port Adelaide, and then that whole crowd was gnarly.
I was, yeah.
What was the other one I sent you through?
I think you had the Melbourne crowd, or was it the...
There was a Richmond guy that looked like...
Yeah, the Richmond.
He looked like the same guy with one hand, except like maybe his twin brother that was born with two hands.
My favourite bit as well was the Port Adelaide, like, we all got excited when the guy on the interchange bench put up the big wharfie, like, it's wharfie time.
Yeah.
But how's Port Adelaide putting up the hot rod? It's like, rev it up. It's like it's
Hot rod.
burnout
And
time.
then what did the Eagles put up? Like Swedish flag or something?
Eagles put up white flag. That
Yeah,
was
just white flag. But that was at quarter time.
leave us alone. Oh yeah, they put up the Red Cross.
The Red Cross, that's right. They just said they need like some aid brought out, or like, you know, they need a ceasefire for just a quarter, just so they can come and collect their dead. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, my
Yeah.
internet seems to be. I think my computer's having a little meltdown, but
I'm
hopefully.
gonna turn video off, man, I reckon. And see what happens. I'm gonna
We
leave all this
might.
stuff in. No, I'm leaving it in.
It's for me, it's coming up
Just click.
Zoom meeting not responding.
Just, oh God. At least I can still hear you, all right? I'll just keep chatting. Try and turn the video off when you can. Should we talk about the game a little bit? Yeah.
Do you want to give us a score?
Yeah, sure. And you'll try and fix your video. So we had Dockers 9:15, dinner for 2:69 to 4:10:34. If that's not the most Dockery score line, except normally we're 4:10, to be fair.
A lot of people getting around us, getting hell excited about scoreline, loved
Oh, I
it.
reckon
Like,
about nine
mate.
messages came through. All of them just like, oh, baby. Like Freddie just getting around the boys. Just slotting a little point at the end just to make it 69.
Yeah, pretty bit of
That
a
was my
mundane
doc.
game.
That, yeah, 100% Monday. That was my Dockery crypto moment of the week, was Freddie missing at the end, running into an open goal to make it 69 points. That's
We
pretty
definitely
good.
had the opportunity to be a bit more polished, but I reckon kind of a few days to reflect and think about it and calm down a bit. Like I was pretty disappointed Saturday night, we just didn't put him away. But I thought it was a bit of good coaching. Just we're in front, we're on top. There's nothing to worry about. You know, we just keep plugging away. And in the fourth quarter, we just kind of rose to the top and banked 4 points. And like, that's all you got to do. It's like
Yeah,
home
for
win,
sure.
tick, 4 points. There was no need to change too much, do too much. Just could have been a bit more polished and we had a bit more time, I think, just in the forward 50. I think maybe players were just a bit possibly excited. Like there was just a bit of like, we're on here. Like Walters was, mate, if he kicked straight in the first half, that would
Yeah,
have
would have been
been
game
he.
over.
But he hit the post. Like
We
he
did hit the
wasn't
post a
far
lot.
off. But yeah, overall,
What was
pretty
I
happy.
thinking?
Nat
Yeah,
five.
definitely just need to be a little bit more polished. I think there's a couple of things to that. Couple of 6 day breaks maybe impacted it.
Yeah, definitely.
And travel. And we go on to a longer break now, and we stay in Adelaide for a while as well. So like hopefully, you know, 8 day break plus no travel for after that for a bit. Should be pretty good.
Little Adelaide trip for the boys.
That's sick, man. I still think back to our Adelaide trip where we went and watched the cricket. And
Reckon they're
that was
going to watch
wild.
a night test against South Africa?
You reckon they're going to get real blind and then get really bad reflux and have to send an envoy out? Shout out, Senior O'Rourke. Definitely not listen to this. Send out a envoy. Are you there? God. We're back. Are you back is the
Mate,
question. Mate, this has
how's
been,
but
I love it how you're talking about the start, how we're back, like all the technical difficulties. You jinxed us, you fucking dirty bastard.
now we're back. No video. I'm just looking
Yeah.
at an icon that just says M. It's too risky. Like I want to see you, but it's way
No,
too risky.
it is. We've
Hopefully,
just learned our lesson. We got too advanced. I'm
I did
leaving
have
all
a
that in
point.
as well. There's just the odd little like, are you still there? Are you all right? Anyway,
That's the last time I carry on and
think we're
cheer
talking
about
about,
our.
yeah, don't get ahead of ourselves, bro. I think we're talking about getting reflux, having too many ciders at the cricket in Adelaide. So hopefully maybe I'll send the boys a little message. Just be
Yeah.
careful of the ciders at Adelaide Oval, lads.
I wonder if they're still serving, because weird drink combo there. I do like the Hello Sun. Is it the Hello Sunshine at Optus that the Gage Roads do?
I haven't had the that one yet.
I think it's a tasty cider, but yeah, definitely if you're having it, there's no BP near Optus Stadium and you ain't getting quickies easy.
No, you have to BYO that into Optus.
But I was
Yeah,
gonna
go on.
from the game one point that I actually had a bit of a footy point thought.
Footy point.
Bit of a footy point. It's not Josh Tracy kicking four goals when he didn't, which is one I've brought, I do like to bring up. But
I had him for 3+. Sorry. He
thought
kicked
Nat Pfeiffer.
one in the first minute or something though. Didn't he?
He kicked a great set shot that came from Hayden Young off the wing. Thought Young was impressive. But one of the positives I had, along with Walters in that first half, I thought Nat Fyfe with nine clearances, he was quite good early in the game. I thought he bullied his way
Yeah, he
around the
was.
clearances. And
And
you got to,
so
man,
was Young.
yeah, Young was fantastic throughout the game. But I liked the way I thought Fyfe in the first quarter, especially being starting a bit poor. We weren't great in the first quarter, but we kind of
We hung
matched it.
on.
We hung on and did enough. But nine clearances to half time, like the AFL record's 20 for a game. So I thought his input early was great. He just still a couple of kicks. If he gets those two or three kicks, you know.
I think his key is to hand pass. He needs to win the ball and hand
But
pass it to someone who can kick. But there's like besides Young, there's not actually that many good kicks out of
yeah.
midfield. Like even
But
Sarong's
he's
butchering a few inside 50s.
I think that's how far off he is. If he can get that polish early in the game, I
Yeah.
reckon he really builds with confidence. And really enjoyed him and Walters in the first half. I thought they set the tone,
Yeah, for sure.
and got it going, which was good.
Yeah, for sure. I thought Young, Jackson, Sarong was still handy again. Brayshaw was good. Jordan Clark, AP, and Luke Ryan were all really good. Jordan Clark's been really good this year. Been one of
Yeah.
our, he's at sort of a probably in
Put
the
it to
top
them.
five of the doig at the moment type thing. Like big call, but he probably
Yeah.
is.
Add it to the list of things I've said wrong so far this
I'm
podcast
going to
this
keep
year.
bringing it up. Don't you worry
Yeah.
about that. No, but I'm quite impressed by him, particularly because there were a few rumors that he was having a few too many beers at the Como Hotel pre-season, but doesn't seem to be
That
holding him
mate.
back.
We're probably missing a few of the normal superstars and people who get a lot of accolades, but probably haven't brought them up. But Pierce and Luke Ryan, I think Luke Ryan was, but
Yeah,
Pierce's
both of
game,
them.
I thought,
Pierce
mate,
has been
how
awesome.
his ability to read the play, like he just looks one step ahead, and just like when he broke away and made that great tackle, should have been holding the ball, didn't get rewarded for it, but his commitment and like he's having a fantastic start to the year. It was good to see him get a lot of praise.
Yeah,
Just
for sure.
talking about him as the captain as well, like it's a big thing to carry.
Well, when everyone was getting stuck into him, shouldn't be captain because he played like a few bad games. It's like, who cares who the captain is? Like, the players choose them, so they should be the ones that
Yeah.
care. Like, we need this player to be our captain because of XYZ. It's like, it doesn't matter, really.
Now, I
But I
thought
think it's
his
really, really
decision.
good for him to do well.
Luke Ryan gets a lot of cheap possessions running in from kickouts and stuff like
Kick
that.
outs,
But
yeah.
yeah, I think his Pierce's impact in the back half was like he was all over everything and really outsmarting what is quite like Fogarty, Tex, and then they've got that other guy, the new what who's the he's quite he's having a handy start to the year as well. Like it's no.
Well, they've got Rachel from Friends, and then they've got Rankin.
Yeah, they got ranked. Yeah, they're the two small forwards, but still.
They were held pretty well. I think we've started holding small forwards a bit better, like Charlie Cameron, but who's
Yeah.
been pretty average anyway this year. Charlie Cameron, Rochelli, and Rankin. North don't really have anyone that I'm too scared of in the small forward department, but yeah, I think we've been pretty good. We'll get a bit tested this week because there's a lot of firepower for Carlton, but be a good
Oh,
test.
man. They.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, did you want to launch it or wherever you want to launch into, mate? I'm happy to go.
Well, how about we talk quickly about Peel? So, did Willow kick 5 goals? Really,
Didn't he
Willow
kick
kick five? Nathan
the
Wilson
opening
kicked
goal?
five straight off 5 kicks. How sick's that? Just give me those fucking kicks, boys. I'm kicking goals.
Jack, mate, if I was Willow, I'd be texting Tabs. I'll be like, mate, not that hard. Like,
Yeah, oh, 100%, man. And they're probably like way harder shots than what we're missing. How's in those stats as well? Two players just had really weird, like where the stats landed on the columns. So Liam Reedy says he had 8 kicks, 16 hand passes, 14 marks, one hit out, and 47 goals. I think that's pretty sweet.
oh yeah.
And then it says Neil Erasmus had 36 tackles instead of, I think, possessions, and 6 frees against. But looks like Raz was pretty good. Looks like Cooper Simpson kicked a goal also, did all right. Like, I think we got some players that could come up if we need.
Going to start pushing for some spots, especially I think O'Driscoll's coming. O'Driscoll might be putting his
There's some
hand up.
players that aren't necessarily doing that much. Like, Emmett isn't doing that much. It's good that, I mean, we always used to complain that players were coming in and out too much, but then also we complain that players get too many goes. Like, the classic
Yeah.
is when Banners kicks 2 goals, he gets 10 weeks in the side. But Banners has been pretty good this year. I'll cop that.
Yep.
Banners has been all right. Hughes still really scares me when he gets the ball. Like, I don't trust him. He puts in heaps of effort, and you can never fault his effort, but he still, I think, is sort of 18 to 23rd picked every week, and is always in the firing line. So he's always on the edge, I think, for Husey.
Yeah.
But Emmett could get a rest soon, and Cooper Simpson could come in, which would be pretty exciting. And then Tabs keeps popping up and kicking a goal just when we're
Oh,
about to, like,
mate.
send the mob after him. He's just trolling us at this stage.
I don't know. All right, if you want to play Tabs, no dramas, but I don't understand how we've changed from round one to he's not in the side. Experimenting with Cox up forward, and then Cox gets injured, and it's like, yeah, we're going back. We're going back to how we've always done it. Like, how? Because
I
it's not
don't
like
get how
Tabs
it
played into
works.
form. It's not like how he played into form, and he kicked the door down. It's like clearly there was a decision pre-season or moving into the start of the season that, we might need to try something different or, but. Now, after Cox getting injured, it's like we're just throwing him back in. It's like, yeah, we're going back to that. I think he spoils the forward line a bit, to be honest. Like, I
He
reckon
does. He leads into
he
people's
gets in.
space
Oh,
and
mate.
doesn't really understand how forward lines can be cohesive. And probably that's partly because he was the only one there for a while for like the Ross Lyon post-Pav years. It was just him. And then like Lob, who probably isn't a good forward either. So
He,
bad habits, I
yeah.
think. Bad
Oh,
habits.
bad habits. And I just. Yeah, I think there's possibly just let Tracy to misplay it out, in my opinion. Like, I don't see the
Agree.
point.
Agree. Get Voss in.
Or
He seems like a forward.
Tabs, it seems like Tabs goes in and he plays the number one role. Like, I think he can just play the third role, or you know what I mean? Like, just let him play outside of it and be the hardworking, maybe the half flanker or lead up the ground. Like, just let Amiss and Tracy kind of get their experience and. They look like they seem to set us up in the future. It
We
just it
looked
bothers
better
me.
before Tabs was back, didn't we?
Yeah. I'd like to see O'Driscoll come back in as well. I reckon there's a bit more run and carry off the wing and maybe a bit of better use of the football. He's also got a goal sense. I think he could add a bit to that connection.
Drizzy will need to play a few games in Waffle, I think, first before he comes back in.
Yeah.
As will Chappie to get us a bit confident in his body because it keeps breaking down.
Chap, yeah, no, that's fair, but yeah, oh well, these are people we get
I
to look forward
don't
to. Good
know.
problems to have,
Do you
mate.
reckon Wayne Carey's going to tune in tonight, or is he
Oh,
still a bit unhappy about Peter Wright getting
it's
suspended
another
for
thing.
shit mixing someone?
I got that written down as well. We need to know, the people want to know who's tuning in internationally because they know
Mate, I
Wayne
had a
Carey's not
look.
tuning
I
in.
had a look. There's no Russia. Hasn't been any Russia this
Oh,
season, but there's
how's
been
it?
some Belgium. There's been some
Oh,
Singapore, some Malaysia, some Philippines.
do you reckon Putin's not tuning in because we're 3-0?
Yeah, well, you remember Putin's theory was the worse game we played, the more we'd get Russian listens. Also, I think he's
It's
preoccupied.
the torture victims, like, put some dockers on. He's like,
Yeah.
nah, too
There's all
good.
these torture victims that are like recovering now. They're like, oh, they're seeing all these sweet wins. It's like,
He's
oh,
like, oh, it's time to
showing
support the Eagle,
showing
show
Eagles
the
games,
Eagles
yeah.
game.
Can we watch the
Yeah, no,
first
it
quarter of the
is.
Eagles
It's
game?
fair.
No, only post quarter time. It's like, oh God.
We'll keep following Wayne Carey's 4 week ban because I'm pretty sure he was he not commentating or was he not a part of the commentating
Probably.
crew for the Dockers
It's the
game?
most dumb threat. It's like when people on Twitter, like that you've never met before, say to someone like famous, like Ricky Gervais or whatever, like, I'm not following you anymore. And they're like, I didn't know who you were. Like, I didn't know you were following me. So you telling me you're not doesn't change my life. It's like Wayne Carey not watching footy. It's like, we don't care. Don't watch footy. We actually don't like your
You don't,
commentary either.
you probably don't watch it anyway.
Exactly.
Having to put up with him and Dermot is
Yeah.
like, oh man, Dermot was like every, 'cause wasn't a bit under the weather over the weekend, watched pretty much every game on the couch. And it's
Oh.
like, mate, Dermot gets that early slot. Obviously he gets that, it's like, oh, Derm, he's
Yeah,
painful, man.
he just, I think Derm just runs off like what he thought in the 80s when he played. Like he doesn't really have any new thoughts that not necessarily anything too profound. I heard Jack Carrington-Jones on the Hard Ball Gets podcast. Shout out to you, Jackie, who was talking about how BT hates goal reviews because they take too long, but wants out of bounds reviews, which I thought was really funny.
Did you
Because
hear the
BT
guy?
loves out of bounds. He's like, I was out of bounds.
Yeah.
So good.
You hear the talkback radio? I think it was on the Kick It Forward podcast.
The one
They got
about
the
putting a
guy.
chip in the ball.
Oh, the chip in the ball, but I think he was like, make the ground 1/2 meter bigger.
Oh, so that the fence and
No,
the
so
boundary lines.
just make it a little bit bigger, then you'll have none of these out of bounds.
Well, I thought what he was saying was make the line really close to the fence. So if you're out of bounds, you're
Oh,
like over the fence. So you can't be out of bounds.
I assume he's just like make it like that little bit bigger, and then the ball's definitely in.
Nah, I took it to mean so that the fence and the boundary line are very close. So if you're out of
Mate,
bounds, you can tell because the ball hits the fence. That would be
bring the
sick.
fence back.
Imagine how careful people would be near the boundary line. Like no one's sliding over the boundary line if the fence is there. Be like ice hockey.
Nah. No more deliberates.
But be
Bring the
like
fence back
bumping
in.
in. Make the fence bigger and clear and glass, and so you can bump people into it.
I was thinking bigger, more chain mesh and barbed wire.
Barbed wire, yeah, and have some weapons like some chairs and a baseball bat with barbed wire around it. You can throw in
Definitely,
wrestling style.
maybe they need to bring in like cricket style rules that as long as you're juggling it, like you can go out of bounds, but you've got to juggle it, keep your feet
You
off the
can't be
ground.
touching the ground. Yeah, I like that.
Trying to explain cricket rules like that to your missus is like trying to explain goal review in the AFL.
Well,
Like,
yeah, impossible.
yeah.
Or I was talking to an Irish guy at work about, and he's like, oh, I went to a game. It was pretty cool, but like, I don't really understand what's going on. I was like, oh, dude, no one understands the rules. Don't worry. Like,
Nah.
something will happen and everyone will cheer, and then the same thing will look like it happens and everyone will boo and there'll be like outrage. And you can do some things sometimes, but not others. Like if they're going for a mark, you can't do stuff to them, but if they're not, then you can just deck them. He's just like, I had no idea what's going on, but it was entertaining.
It's been a shocking couple of weeks for the AFL in umpiring, really. I
Yeah,
think they've had a
some weird
shocking.
stuff.
Oh,
Agreed.
the Ginnivan one, if we can got to possibly quickly touch on it if you wanted to. Like,
Yeah.
how do you not just pay free kicks when they're there and not when they're not? Like, if it's
Well, I
there, it's
think it
there.
becomes this whole thing, doesn't it? Where the umpires get blasted when they pay the free kicks and then they stop paying them and now they're getting blasted for not paying them. So, like they're only human and, you know, they're in the news because, oh, how is this free kick? He clearly raises his arm and blah, blah, blah. And then so they get burned. It's like the Walters thing, how he never got free kicks because he kept ducking for him and stuff. They're like, mate, you keep ducking for him, we're not going to pay him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Loved Joel Selwood comment.
Joel
Loved
Selwood.
him giving his opinion. It's like, mate. He's like, when I used to do it, I used to drive for the gap and keep my feet. It's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You definitely didn't, mate.
You just
You invented
wrap.
it.
Yeah, he
You're
did
the
invent
reason
it.
people are doing it.
The Selwoods invented it, didn't
Luke
they?
Shuey made a career out of it. Luke Shuey got West Coast through an elimination final doing it.
Sure did.
Don't tell me you don't pay him. Like, just pay him if they're just the thing. I reckon it's holding the ball like it's a fair tackle and pay it. Just be like, mate, your first instinct was to flick your arm up. Let's hold the ball. Like, use your hand, handball it, or it's high. Like, don't no decision it. Don't just be like, don't
Well,
know what you
that's the
did.
problem. People get like 30 seconds to dispose of the ball, and they're like, oh, why is the game so congested? It's like because you let a tackle go for 12 seconds. And
Oh.
all that happens if a tackle goes for 12 seconds is four or five more people are coming in every little bit.
And it's
And so suddenly everyone's around the ball.
definitely because he plays in the forward line. Like, he'd get awarded those, I reckon, 9 times out of 10 if he was in the back line or the midfield. I just reckon it's that
Yeah.
forward.
That's
It's
probably why
that.
Joel Selwood less so, because he was winning him in the midfield rather than they were always shots
Oh,
on goal.
mate. Who do you reckon? So
Yeah,
he's the
go on.
most paid free kicks in the AFL.
Yeah.
Highest differential. Who do you reckon's the least? Like, around, I only read it from an article, so I won't be able to pull up like exact stats, and it's definitely from around this era, like
Who's had the
within
least
the
free kicks or who's the biggest differential?
worst differential. This probably might come as a bit of a
Five?
surprise.
I don't
Nah,
know.
it's definitely in that forward ruckman role. Comes
What team? Give me a hint.
Hawthorn.
David Hale?
Nah, Buddy Franklin.
How's he a
Bit
ruck anyway?
surprising. Well,
But yeah,
forward
that
ruck,
is
like
he does give them
forward
away though.
point.
He'll have games where he gives away like six free kicks though.
Just like,
He's just like,
and the
boom,
umpire's
nah,
like,
push him and then
oh.
gives away 50 and then gives away another 50 and then tells the umpire to fuck off. Pretty good. Mate, we should wrap up. Should we talk about Gather Round this week?
Yeah, huge round in Adelaide. Not good
Yeah.
for the home teams, under a lot of pressure.
No, for sure. I like that. 1:20 p.m. on Saturday. I'll be over there. So it'll be 3:20 or something like that.
Coming off night shift, ready to rev it up.
Coming off nice. Last night tonight, which will be good. Bit like I'm a bit happy and sad that the team's always unchanged, but it's kind of good to have stability. But also like one change if someone's not performing and someone else is like not a bad thing either. Anyway, I still think J-Lo's a bit too pre-primary teacher sometimes. Like,
It's
oh,
even
that's okay,
good.
Billy. Like, you tried.
Yeah. It's harsh as well because there are people that are maybe a little bit off and they're playing in a winning side, and you bring someone in to debut or bring someone in and they get to come into that environment. It's
Rather
not
than
like,
coming in when you've just
oh,
lost by 100. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
drop two. Hey, mate, you're in and we need a change. Like,
Yeah,
get in
because we're
there,
getting
get in
fucking
there.
blasted.
We get blasted. Go get us 4 points. Like, it's not, I don't think, yeah. Rotation, I think it's just rotation, normalize it. You know, young guys might just need a breather. Don't go over to Adelaide. You know, you'll be back. Just normalize it a bit,
And Adelaide
in my
Oval as well.
opinion.
I'm looking forward to it. Freddie, I reckon Freddie will have a big game. Get on Freddie for 2 goals.
I think there's a lot to be excited for. I think it's like a free hit. We
It
just
is
get
a
to go
free hit.
over
We're
there.
underdogs again. Love it.
And Carlton, really, like, they're sitting at $1.60, which is just like making their guts tremble.
Yeah.
They're weak at the knees. Like, they're ready to
We
shit the
want to
bed,
be
man.
underdogs. Yeah, underdogs for the next 2 weeks, I reckon.
Everyone's
And
excited because Kurnow and Mackay kick three each, and it's like, yep, they're on now. Like, Carlton's got it sorted. It's like, yep, tick, tick. They're ready to, like, mate, he sprays his first one all over. Like, done. Like,
yeah,
monkey
exactly.
that.
That's what we got to pray for, isn't it? Just hopefully Mackay misses his first one, and then we're good. If he kicks his
Super
first one,
excited.
he could kick
I'd
six.
be hopefully we get after Chera, and I hope we really, really go to Acres, like, hard.
No, the last
Line.
time we did that at Bulldogs, we got flogged because no one was going for the footy. How about we just win?
Yeah.
How
Nah.
about we don't fuck up on our end, and that way we get back at them rather than like trying to bump them off the ball. And that is
Nah,
why,
think.
nah, I reckon We're a very simple-minded team, mate. And as soon as we focus on something that's not shitting the bed, we start shitting the bed. It takes
Yeah.
like all of our power to not shit the bed.
Oh yeah, definitely exciting for us.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Carlton, both 200-fed teams with
Yeah, big game.
reasonable claims to the eight and the ladder, and yeah, it'll be good. I'll be teeing off for golf, watching it in the golf cart.
Couldn't just
Good
delay
afternoon.
golf a little bit.
Nah, comp starts at 12, mate.
Yeah, right.
It's opening day. It's opening day in Port Hedland. The sun isn't as high. The temperature's not as hot. So we play 18 holes now.
Yeah, right.
Think
That
it's still predict.
sounds horribly boring. All
Still
right,
pre.
mate. Well, I'll talk to you next week anyway.
Awesome. All right, mate. Well,
Enjoy
you enjoy
golf.
night shift.
I will do. And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers for listening.
See you, mate.